Good day, Mr. McDougal here with the Prosperity Series for Canadians. It's Prosperity episode number 21, and this one is called Desperation. And now it's the impact, so the wisdom that I'm giving you guys in this series and the 450 episodes of this podcast is I'm giving you the truth. I'm giving you the way. And if you apply these teachings, if you apply this wisdom, if you apply these oracles, it is glorious what God does. And just so we're clear, all gods are good. All religions unite under the spirit of brotherhood. I, Mr. McDougal, leader of the millennials, am uniting Canadians under the spirit of brotherhood. And I have been for a long time. So here we go, desperation. We're going to talk about the impact of desperation, and then we're actually going to talk about some business stuff. And so I'll let you know about that as we go. So here we go. God is real. You must be doing things that no man is doing. Find stuff in the Bible and live it. This will make you stand out. And when you do stuff from the Bible that others aren't doing, you grow rapidly because God gives you more anointing because you're doing things that he wants that others aren't. So that's your opportunity to exploit and to stand out. We are people after the heart of God. We are desperate for divinity. Dance yourself onto God. Are you desperate? Examine yourself in the Lord. The more desperate, the better. Are you pushing onto God? There is nothing more fulfilling, enjoyable, and glorious than pushing onto Jehovah. You will always be joyful and impact others around you. And how I put my tenacity and my violence into God is my approach to mixed martial arts. So now, instead of mixed martial arts, I put it totally onto God, and he loves this. God loves when you bring him your desperation. He loves when you bring your emotions. He loves when you bring authenticity. He loves when you bring him your energy. Desperate Christians do things for the kingdom of God. This podcast is for the kingdom of God. If I don't read Bible, I feel dead. When heaven sees a desperate man of God, heaven rejoices over the soul. There is a celebration in heaven over you. The watchers watch you. Heaven takes account of you. Heaven watches the earth. Who is this man always praying at church and evangelizing? Who is this, Mr. McDougal? Not being desperate for God is foolishness because God has so much things, power, and resources. He can give you, but it takes desperation. Whatever you do, do your work heartily unto God. Give your heart to God. There is being born again, then there is giving your heart unto God. Becoming desperate is when you truly give your heart to God. This is how you truly become desperate. Here are some critical areas in the Bible you must have to be approved by God as desperate. You must be planted in the house. This means consistently attending the church in your community. You have to be desperate to attend. You have the ability to prioritize church. I'm going no matter what. You can't pay me to miss church. I want the next level. I want my next dimension. If you become desperate for the house of God, you will become a powerful person and will change each week to each week. Your destiny is related to the house of God. When you become desperate for church, you have one life. The house of God is your life source and gives you everything. So on a personal note here, what I do specifically in my life, because God has allowed me to, he's given me the means and the opportunity. My life begins around church. My life begins around God. I run on the schedule of God, which starts from Sunday and Thursday, Monday Bible study. I rinse and repeat. When I would do MMA, I would have days for boxing, days for jiu-jitsu, days for wrestling, days for Muay Thai, days for strength and training. I run a similar schedule, except now I take all that MMA stuff out and I just add God and becoming a bolder, stronger, more powerful and impactful Christian, not only to myself, but my income around me. And so can you. This is a vortex portal to heaven. This podcast episode is a vortex portal to heaven, the heavenly Jerusalem, vibrational escrows of heaven, vortex I'm pushing out onto you. This energy, if you're connecting with it, if you're feeling tinglies, if you're feeling some kind of connection, these are vibrational escrows from heaven, from the highest most pouring onto you. This is your lucky day. You have won the lottery. Some people don't know this is a vortex to heaven. There is a demand of desperation for blessings to be radically released. If you are a person who easily forsakes the assembly of ourselves together, those shall see God in Jerusalem in all the days of your life. 3 months planted in the house of the Lord, your life changes. From day to day, they were breaking bread with the house of God, while modern day Christianity struggles, going to church once a week compared to the early apostles who turned the world upside down with their daily works. When you make excuses with the church, God makes excuses for your circumstances. When you become devoted to God, He comes be devoted to your circumstances. When you become devoted, all circumstances will be overcome. You're in a vortex to heaven. Stay in the vortex. Stay in Mr. McDougal's vortex. Get closer to me and closer to God. Wisdom is the principal thing to get understanding. You need to become desperate in your studiousness. This isn't a kingdom of applied wisdom. If you become studious and desperate with how of God, you become powerful, a very powerful Christian. People need to look at you as strange. You need to study the word coming out of the words coming out of my mouth. Renew your mind daily. Study the Bible every day. If you're born again, you're not fed off of food. You're fed off the world. When you lack the word of God in your body, you become malnourished. You shouldn't go multiple days without studying the word, as it is life. It is God. Be geeky with the Bible and become a Bible geek. If you become that, you become approved by God. If you want to be approved by God, study. You want to be approved by God and no one else. When you build your studious ability, you become euphoric with Holy Spirit. Set up a time each day to study the Bible. Be disciplined. When this becomes you, you will walk in the power of God. It's important to become desperate with your studious power. Those who don't study stay babes in Christ forever because they don't like to study. If you want to grow, you have to study. You want to become addicted to studying because it makes you a different person. You study the Bible and you become joyful, powerful. Anxiety is removed from your soul. No other book can do this. If you are going through something, stop worrying. Study Bible. Be renewed in spirit of your mind. A wise man will increase in understanding. For God to speak to you continually, you must understand Him. This is why wisdom is profitable to direct. If you don't study, you won't hear Him. What is Christianity without hearing the voice of our Father? You want to hear Him by covenant, not by mercy. Boogie down for Jesus. Ye have not so learned Christ. Christianity is a never-ending spiritual course, and God grades you. God grades you. Don't think God doesn't grade you based on your labor. God values your labor. Now take form in the nature of divinity. Christ needs to look down upon you and see that you're living like Jesus. You go to church to learn the word of God. You listen to this podcast to learn the word of God. 9 minutes in, we're going to go into a section on answered prayer, and I'm going to slowly segue and start injecting some business mechanics for you that intertwine, because answered prayer is kind of like break-even analysis. So in your business, what is your break-even in how many days and dollars until you start profiting? Okay, whether you're a person or you own a business, you are a business. Every person has money in, money coming out. What's left over is either profit or loss, period. How much profit did you generate yesterday? So here we'll talk about answered prayer. Anybody can pray. Do you have what it takes to get answered prayer? And this is where I stand out from the crowd. I get anything I want. I have a high answered prayer rate. High answered prayer rate. You want an high answered prayer rate. God is not a genie. This is a prophetic teaching. Every prayer supplication has a breaking point. If you're not getting answers, you need to continue. Outside of desperation, your voice is noise. Every desire you want will be answered by the desperation of your prayer. Desperate prayers result in answered prayer. Like I said, God likes your anger and God wants your anger and your frustration. Okay, when you're angry and frustrated at anyone else, it's not where you should be putting it. You should be putting your anger and frustrating onto God. Now, this is harder said than done, and I am not perfect. I have made this mistake many times. The power is in the life of the tongue, and I thank Jesus Christ for removing the spirit of anger that was inside me that I was not even aware of, okay? So before God releases blessings, he does things on your soul. I had no idea this deep level of spirit of anger was inside of me, but it was, and God removed it, and I'm being prepared for blessings. If you would like to learn more about being prepared for blessings and prep your soul, check out my teaching called Prepared for Blessings. There is no such thing as no with God because everything is possible. You must continue to pray. Don't stop. The things you want God wants to do them, but you need to continue to pray. There is a demand to continual prayer. Continue to pray without ceasing. You need this mindset and determination. Lack of answered prayer is lack of consistent prayer. Every request has a breaking point, is a byproduct of continuing. Your prayer altar needs desperation. You will see how incredible Jesus is when you become this desperate. If it's not true if God doesn't answer, just pray more because that's the way God acts. House of God prayers carry integrity of God. House of God prayers are different from individual prayers outside the house. If you want answered prayer in your private, you will need desperation. Prepare your mind, body, and soul and go into war until reaching point is reached. There is no with God. If there is nothing you want God to do, tell him and keep telling him. Don't stop until God hears you. Holy harass God because he likes it. Continue. All things are possible. Call upon him and he will answer you and show you things and wonders. Those who pursue God with desperation get answered prayer. Those who treat God as a genie do not get answered prayers. What I'm teaching you is the raw power of true answered prayer. Every supplication has a breaking point. And I want to just pause here. I mentioned earlier about business. You have your breaking point. Once your fixed costs are met, then you generate profit. Okay? So if you can't reach break-even analysis, cover all your fixed expenses in your life, your business, you, whether you are a business owner or an employee, you still are considered a business in terms of prosperity. And this is the Prosperity Series, Episode 21. So it's similar with God. If you're not getting the answers, boom, just continue, boldly pursue him, push yourself onto him. What I'm teaching you is the raw power of true answered prayer. Every supplication has a breaking point. In heaven, God is clapping for you, saying, continue, my son, continue, my son, continue. When you get answer prayer, immediately joy and peace enters you, and I'm speaking from firsthand experience. Do you have the spiritual stamina and endurance to keep on going? Every prayer has a breaking point. What do you want God to do for you? You can grow in daily desperation. What I just told you is about how to get answers to prayer is so severe. Do you have the stamina, endurance, and strength to not stop? Do you get tired? The power to pray is living inside you already. It needs to be unlocked. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. If you're not getting answers, you need to keep going. Treat prayers like breaking point. Satan wants you to believe God will answer you with minimal prayer and does not understand that you need to continue. And when you don't continue to pray to God, Satan is happy. The kingdom of darkness is laughing because they've deceived you. He's tricked you in thinking God is a genie, but he's not. You must continue. And they continued with one accord in their prayer and supplication. This is how you approach your prayers. This is a violent faith to get what you want from heaven. You are not taking no for an answer. I want my healing, restoration, and breakthrough. Extremists do well in the kingdom. You need the hand of God to get inside your business. You need to be sponsored by Jehovah. Your business is space for God to expand his kingdom. Once his hand is in your business, you will thrive and become supernatural. Desperation brings God's hand actively into your business, and I'm speaking from firsthand experience. I have an Orca computer, skills, equipment, space, privacy, security, leadership for every Canadian, every human in the world, but I'm focusing on Canadians. I am nothing. I'm a blade of grass. If you are struggling or if you just want to become better, contact me. Be thou diligent to know thy state of thy flock and look well to the herds. Canada is being taken over. This country is on fire, and I am the holy water that can help one person at a time. Holy Ghost wants to enter your business. If you are not planted, you will not enter. It's not hard for God to drive your business forward with magnetic speed. Once you're planted, God will monitor your business and will move it with speed and lightning. See that a man be diligent in his business, and he will stand before kings and not before mean men. Not slothful in business. Your business is not normal, but there must be diligence and discipline. Your business can be endorsed by God. What takes 10 years to accomplish takes 6 months. I've moved my music career timeline 11 months because I applied one thing that my teacher taught me in one Sunday that I went to the house. 11 months of time I gained on my music timeline. You need a supernatural current moving through your business forward. You must have both oracles at play. Planted in the house and prayer and being studiousness. Holy Spirit wants to enter your business. It's his great wish for you to prosper, and he shall rejoice in the prosperity of a servant. See my episode, Wise Servant, which is one of my favorite and most rewarding episodes. Check out Wise Servant. You are different. You are not normal. You are in a place where you can thrive. This podcast is an energetic place, a vortex of heaven that is designed to make you thrive. God is so kind. Jesus is very merciful and kind, but there are certain demands he has. So meet those demands and allow Holy Spirit to enter. I want you to understand this because this will make you great. Always expand the Word of God. This podcast is expanding the Word of God for every person who shares or refers someone to this podcast, Mr. McDougall. You are expanding the Word of God, and God sees it. And when you share this podcast to your platforms or with your friends, God is clapping for you. Keep going each week. Share this podcast because the views and attention are increasing, and it has been for many years. Thank you for everyone who's been here. Now it's time to band together and keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. I want you to understand this because this will make you great. Always expand the Word of God. In conclusion, you need desperation for God to thrive.